Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Something major is happening here this morning. Holy Rabaka. I want us to pray. I want us to put on the screen Psalm 39. Psalm chapter 39 and verse 13. Please, today, I want you to please, however serious your matter is to you, that's how I want you to pray. Look at the screen. Oh, spare me that I may what? Recover strength before I go hence and be no more. Listen, if your battery is flat, there's nothing you can do. You have to charge. David said if God did not by mercy restore him, that he would just vanish. They will suddenly say, oh, where's that brother? They say he's gone. Say he's gone. The best of men are taken early because they are not conscious of certain things. Give me that scripture. Now, this is a prayer of mercy. And I want you to look at this scripture and pray it over your life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Spare me, O God, so that I may recover strength. Strength where your capacity has been diminished. Strength where you are falling upon your face. Oh God of heaven, cause me to recover strength. Cause me to recover strength. Let me regain my position in the realm of the spirit. Breathe upon me. Let your hand of mercy lift me up, that I may recover strength. Ropale na kunde rete biasa. That I may recover strength. There's a recovery process going on. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Let holy vengeance rise within your spirit for recovery. For recovery. Some of you don't even know what you have lost. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Repando rekaya mala sontaye namara. Spare me, O God, that I may recover strength. Spare me, O God, that I may recover strength. I want to recover my masculinity. I want to recover my position in the spirit. I refuse to be weak. I refuse to die off. I refuse to be no more. I refuse to be displaced. Spare me, O God, that I may recover strength. Le rambare kando robo shataya. Ande lebo kunde rebarande sayada. Rombo regede lebo sutaliane karabande. Roboronde le keteriane masutaya liando sukaya. That we may recover strength. That we may recover strength. That we may recover strength. Spiritual strength. Mental strength. Emotional strength. financial strength, that we may recover ourselves, that we may recover strength. Lift up your voice and cry to the God of heaven and ask that you may recover strength. Robana teliande masutaya. Ushabagadara barunde le deboko sata. Ora parendo corodobo le setalia. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now that amen is weak, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Listen, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. When the righteous runs in, they will be saved. I said, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We command the walls of Jericho to begin to fall down. 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 Oh, Jericho, hear the voice of the Lord and begin to collapse. Begin to collapse. Begin to collapse. Begin to collapse. Every wall around your destiny. Every cage around your destiny. Every cage around your wedding. Every cage around your destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to collapse. Begin to collapse. Begin to collapse. Let there be thunder from the realm of the spirit. And let every Jericho begin to crumble. Begin to fall down. For we have come to Mount Zion, which is the city of the living God. Our gathering this morning is unto the Lord. Oh, and we have a sure word of prophecy for our freedom. Listen to me. Even the little ones in your family shall be recovered. In Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 11, even the remnant amongst us, those ones with the hand and the marks of Satan over their destiny, today, not even a goat will be left back. We will not negotiate for anything. We will not leave our young ones. The father will not be free and the son will be stuck. Say, oh, the fathers have eaten the sour grapes, but it is the teeth of the children that are now, oh my God, today, by the voice of the Lord, we reverse every error. Sometimes it's not that you need to do anything more. It's just that God needs to open the door. But if you are edged in like Jericho, instead of with Mount Zion, if you are edged in, you will live in Jericho, you will be eating. The spirit that rules in Jericho is a system of it's a system of prosperity that draws his power from allotry. That is why the mission house over the gates of that city was a brothel. You can tell when you get to the gate of every city, you will know what is going on here. Stay there for 1 week. Observe the people. You will see that all of them have a particular way their lives, a course of this world that their lives seem to be taking. You look at a family, you just notice everybody seems to be in a direction. They may be They may be educated though. But Satan doesn't look at that. You can be wealthy without education. That's what people don't know. But when you have been hemmed in by a wall so high that they can even drive on the wall, you will need a power greater than your power to bring you out, because Jericho is built in a way to keep everybody inside. But you are coming out. Not only you, everybody, your family is coming out. Every testimony that people are parading, saying, oh, in that family, people usually have this problem. I counseled with a lady, and she said to me, my father told me, don't bother to get married. It's in her early 30s. Your own father, not your uncle, told you, don't bother to. He said, the daughters in our families don't get married. This is a man speaking to his own daughter. Some of you don't notice because you didn't spend enough time to hear some things. You ran away, left your house, came to Lagos. This is somebody's father telling her, his daughter, who should be, he should be saying, oh, we are praying, God will give you your husband. Say, don't bother. In this house, our daughters don't stay in husband's house. Then she looked at her aunts, looked at everybody. The man was right. And then she called. Not only are we going to remove the pattern, there will be no trace again. I say, by mercy, there will be no trace again. By mercy, there will be no trace again. Give me that scripture. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time. That means God may begin and may proceed on a mission to recover, but the first time he will not recover everybody. Because some people, while God is moving, they will be debating. They will be trying to rationalize. If you are called to ministry and you have not dealt with the foundational issue in your family, it will fight your ministry. People don't know. There are people, and there's someone here like that. People, we have interest in you. All of a sudden, there will be a sudden loss of interest. Some of them will even block you online, on WhatsApp. It's not you. Today we are on a mission for second level recovery. Oh, you didn't get it. I said we are on a mission for second level recovery. For second level recovery. Oh, listen, some of you got some testimonies and you thought that was where God was going. God said, you don't even know where I'm going. You don't even know. Because after every layer of blessing, there is another one again. Don't be satisfied. The Lord has done this one. There are greater things. Amen. He said, for the Lord shall set his hand. Do you know what it means to set the hand? It is the same way you set the time on the clock. That is speaking about a Kairos moment. When the Lord now says, it is time to visit your family. Come and say, it's time. Come and say, it's time. The Lord has decided. He set his hand. He set his hand. He set the same way you set the time on the clock. He said he set his hand again the second time to recover. This is what it means. You set the hand and you drag everybody that is within the reach of your hand. You pull them in for a second recovery. He said, I will recover them from Assyria. I will recover them from Egypt. These are the places where Satan scattered your siblings to. He scattered your family members. That is why you will be in a meeting. Under 30 minutes, everybody is arguing. Everybody is fighting. People there are going to church, but they cannot agree. That I will recover them from Patros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinai, and from Hamath. And from the islands, you see the island of the sea, when they dump you there, you only see water. You will not see opportunity again. Because you can't swim. You can't move. You will just know that this is it. To the glory of God, a lady, of our wonderful sisters, she joined our meeting during the prayer month. From Libya. She was stranded in Libya for years. She was messed up, abused, and finished at Jesus is a good God. You know, while we are all typing amen, it's different too. It's different. When you are stuck in no man's land without rights, Libya. Okay, I want to go back to my country. You can't go. She looked for data. You know, you are convenient. She looked for data. She was one of the first people to join the Zoom meeting for 21 days. Until she sent me a message, said, I'm the lady from Libya. She sent me a message two days ago. The pastor, I will be in Nigeria very soon. I got my documents. I said, oh my God, just come. Let's begin a recovery process. Because when you are in when you are on an island where you have no right, you only live day to day. Nobody has any plan for you. Your only goal is to stay alive. Because you may be at the office today, everybody that is black, they pack you, throw you in the prison. You come and bail yourself. Meanwhile, one girl who seemed to have something wrong with her head was asking me to pray with her how she wants to go to Libya. And she will go through the Mediterranean. I should pray. And I told her, I used to think there was something wrong with you, but now it's confirmed. I thought, but now I'm sure. If you go, you will not return. And I block you now. I block you. Just block her. Don't call me. I don't want to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. You are in Lagos. You don't know how to read and write. It's in Libya you will break through. Huh? Here, you can't read and write. No education. But somebody told you to go. His own sister did not go. He told you to go through the desert. A young girl, because you will think it's only men. Until you meet a person, you don't know who has good sense. It's not gender specific. Good sense is not gender specific. Listen. This morning, the thing about recovery is that you must pray and step aside for God to do it. Because there were things that were taken away in the night. You didn't even know you had them in you. You didn't know you had that grace in you. So Satan capitalized, took it, and you were sharing testimony on the altar, not even knowing, realizing that your greatest asset had been taken away. If anybody told Joseph that your ability to bring wisdom and light to the questions of men's hearts and their dreams will be his passport and not certificate, he will not believe. Because everybody here is a prophet. The day that God rose up and said today will be the day for Joseph, Joseph did not even discern anything. He did not discern, because some of you always want to know everything. The day God rose up for Joseph, Joseph was not even aware. Joseph that will see you and tell that 3 days time you will die and it will not fail. The day God decided, look, you have to be ready, because it will happen swiftly. I say that door will open swiftly. I say that door will open swiftly. The recovery will be massive. Lift up your voice and pray for your families right now. None of them will be left behind. Put that scripture on the screen. Right from Egypt to Cush. Wherever. Let the hand of God bring recovery a second time. Come on, pray. pray. Don't come out alone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. There are two people here and you have strange arrows in your bodies. And I'm going to pray now and ask for the power of God to expunge that thing from your system. That amen is weak. But before I declare, I want us to take one more prayer. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 26. 2 Timothy 2, 26. And I will tell you why we are praying these prayers. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare, oh my goodness, of the devil who took them captive by him at his will. Sometimes it is not just your destiny. You have to be out first. I say you have to be out first. Look at what the scripture says. Say that they may recover themselves out of the snare. The word snare there means trap, which means there was a deliberate attempt to ensnare that person through ignorance, through casual relationships, unhealthy intimacy. A trap was set, and Satan was able to take them captive by his own will. And the scripture said, it's time for you to recover yourself. The scripture said, when he came to himself, speaking about the, in quote, prodigal son, when he what? Came to himself. He came to himself. How did I get to this level where the food offered to pigs became a Sunday afternoon dish? How did I get to this place where I would even be lucky to find a sachet of pure water? How did I get here? He came to himself. I will go back to my father. He recovered himself. I will rather fail in the hands of God than continue like this. Say, Lord, I recover myself today. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray now. As you are praying, industries are coming out of you. As you are praying, influence is coming out of you. As you are praying, your next season is coming out of you. Begin to pray right now. Begin to pray, pray, pray. You are praying for yourself. Take it seriously. Pray. I recover myself. I recover my sight. I recover my heart. I recover my destiny. I recover out of the snare of the devil. I recover out of the snare of the devil. Balabara Catalia.
I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Those persons, and I can see specifically two people, who have been placed under siege by reason of the fiery darts of the enemy. And you are currently struggling. Everything created has intelligence. Therefore, I command the attack against your destiny to cease. I command the attack against your destiny to evaporate. I command that arrow to be extinguished. I saw one of these persons as a younger child, and I saw you in a location and you had a pot over your head as though something was being done. Or somebody was trying to, some. It looked like some kind of something was going on that maybe looked spiritual. But you had a pot over your head. It seemed like an innocent experience. But what they didn't tell you is that you are still carrying that pot on your head. And the exchange for that pot was your marriage. But I am here to declare that that covenant is now expired. Yeah. Now the doors will open of their own accord. These arrows, these three strange arrows, today they are fully expired. They will no longer be there. Their ministry is terminated. This assault on your health, an assault on your marriage, an assault on your finance, today it is expired. Listen, if the devil lays siege at your gate, even if you are fully, even if everybody says they love your personality, you will not be married. If the devil stands at your gate, and if you are lucky, you get married. Oh, you will see what your eyes will see. You'll be giving people advice. Marital advice because of the things you would have seen. But the gates of Jericho has expired. Oh, I said the gates of Jericho has expired. Their enterprise is wasted. Oh, their enterprise is wasted. There is a change of territorial power.
over your family. There is a change of power. The Holy Spirit is now in charge. In the name of Jesus. 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 Recover yourself. Recover yourself. Recover yourself. Yakata ba yakata. Recover yourself. Recover yourself. Recover yourself. Recover yourself. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Recover yourself. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name. You ancient gates, lift up your heads. You ancient powers, lift up your heads. The Spirit of the Lord is against you. The Spirit of the Lord is against you. Your time is up. You have defied prayers. You have defied fasting. But today, we come to declare your tenure has expired. Hey! Your tenure has expired. Korabale kanda raboshata. Anytime the Lord moves concerning a person, a door of remembrance will be open. And that will be your sign. Listen, it is a simple matter for the Lord. I said it is a simple matter for the Lord. Oh. The Lord said there's a release of the spirit of influence this morning. Listen, I'm not joking. My prayer is that we can all come into it. Spirit of influence. The Lord is big. Oh. The Lord said he will begin to raise power brokers amongst you. Oh, Rabari Matonde Lekena Kurobos Italia Rabalekando Robocoto Shadalala Basalia Rambalekato at Ekusa. I wanted to see that door now. Oh, Rebaradaria. For those listening online, I command a warfare against your destiny to expire. Listen, 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 listen. You can be sincere as a Christian and suffer the fate of unbelievers if you are not a covenant-minded Christian. I spoke to a brother yesterday. He began to join our meetings from the U.S.
after he finished his master's and he could not get a job. And they kept telling him, you need to leave the country. Busayo, you need to take that prophecy I gave about the spirit of influence, because you will not look qualified. People will even think you're not qualified. Some people will say it to your face, yet God has chosen you. This particular brother began to hustle, try to do some delivery guys for Amazon. Is it Amazon that online show? Not Uber. What's that e-commerce website? Is it Amazon? So try to do some, but it wasn't. I mean, for Christ's sake, man, you got an MBA from a federal university. You have an MBA. You have tech skills. And the nation, you will not be rejected. Nobody born of a woman, no system instituted by man, we have power over you again. They rejected him. Told him he wasn't qualified. Told him he wasn't confident. I had to start doing interview sessions with him. This is how you answer questions. At some point, I didn't really understand what the problem was. See, I'm always fired up. But once I get into the interview room, it's like they just pour cold water on me. Who told you those people can't get to the U.S.? All of a sudden, your gentle nature is perceived as timidity by your interviewers. I know this brother. He can't hold a fly. People say, you look timid. This is supposed to be my selling point. Say, no, it's not gentle, it's timid. We want people who are confident. If you try to be confident, they say you are proud. Strain your chances. The month of consecration for last year was when God settled him. I was chatting with him last night. He said, Pastor, I live in Texas now with my wife and my child. The guy that was being asked to leave is now married. Now has a good job. Has a good job. Married a medical doctor. Has a baby. And he's still the same gentle looking. Listen, the race is not to the swift. The embargo is lifted. I said the embargo is lifted. The embargo to your influence is lifted. Now I declare, whatever you have lost by reason of time, by reason of occasion and circumstances, today, by the hand of God, you recover it. Whatever time has taken out of your life, whatever situation, men, women, unforeseen circumstances that has taken away. Listen, my main scripture for this morning would have been 1 Samuel 30. The Bible said, and David inquired of the Lord, Should I pursue? And God said, when he said, shall I pursue this troop? Will I overtake them? It's not enough to pursue. That's 1 Samuel 30 and verse 8. It's not enough to pursue. You must have stamina to overtake. You double cross the double crossers. You double cross them. The Lord will release stamina into your spirit. When men of skill, men of great understanding, when their strength is failing them, you are just starting. I say you are just starting. The wisdom that rested upon Daniel by reason of his consecration is resting upon you.
For the Lord will give you the tongue like the pen of a ready writer, the tongue of wisdom, that wherever you talk, wherever your voice is heard, oh, the kings of the earth will look for you. I prayed for a brother who lived in a country, where he didn't understand the language. He had jackpot to that place. Now, reality had set in. Because nobody was willing to give him a job. Didn't understand the lingua franca. Most people just spoke English as a second language. It wasn't. And after several interviews, he began to doubt himself. You know, when they send, there's one email they normally send. When they send you that email, it will damage your confidence. Say, we regret, we will not be able to continue. We will not proceed. When you see we will not, your day has been messed up. Even if your fiancé looks like like the Queen of England. Let me know. Like Darlene Zeg or Czech. There's nothing she can do to make you happy. Some of you have enemies around you that call themselves friends. A brother broke out of his relationship with his fiancée because every job he had, he lost it within 2 months. And the girl was always there to console him. Witchcraft is not gender biased. Because when there's no way as not in the US, so in the US, all the witches now they have left Africa, they have gone there. A white man. Oh dear, you lost your job again. Oh baby, oh, you'll be all guinea, be petty. Say, I have a good wife to be. One day God said, I will show you who is in your house. Yeah, I want to show you something. Because what happens is that anywhere he works, most of those companies, service-based companies, they have online platform where you can give reviews. The lady preferred him to be weak so that he can always be at her mercy. She will go online to that platform with a pseudonym and give a negative review about the brother. Oh, I came to your restaurant. Oh, I was this guy, he has blonde hair, he has this. Oh, he's the only one like that in that place. Once the manager says, we don't want you again, the Lord go with you. Then he will come home and the girl will hug him and say, don't worry, I'll be here with you. May the Lord open your eyes. Oh. If you knew how many people you thought you spoke to and behind you, they hissed at you. If you know, you will not trust anybody. It takes the grace of God to trust people. Is that one testimony? That one testimony. But I couldn't say it to your face. This thing happened severally that the brother now lost confidence in him. He couldn't go in for an interview. You already know that job is 2 months. 2 months. One day his boss called him. Somebody gave a review with this name online. Matu, just one code name. The guy, because of the way that pseudonym was, he kind of remembered it. He now told his boss, well, you know me, this is my second month. I'm not like this. The boss is also a woman. He said, you know what? Just be careful. So this is the first person that didn't fire him. He went home, he didn't tell the girl. The girl left her iPhone on the table, went into the restroom. Then the boss, not knowing that is the same familiar spirit, responded to the review online. The lady got an email. The brother was with the phone beside him on the chair,
on the table. Saw the pop-up. Dual metal. Ah, Ira, no, no, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. It can't be. 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 Then he went, took the phone, and began to search the phone, and saw all the other reviews. The browsers were still there. Saw his password, Facebook password, all the password where she stored them. She was logging in and logging out by the grace of God. She was doing whatever she wanted. The guy was demoralized. They had to check him in for therapy. No, you know, there any small thing at therapy. Any small thing at therapy. One pastor is therapy. They'll press your body, press your brain. When the boy's father heard what happened, he got a lawyer. Those are my kind of people. Let's explain in court. The guy said he's trying to recover that, like it wasn't my enemy. It was you. You lived in my house. We are supposed to get married. You are comforting me, but only to control me. You. If something is so consistent, the person is not far away from you. Nobody will walk against you like that if they don't know you. Can't be a stranger. You must ask for eyes that see and ears that hear, so that when the throne is released to you, you can guide it properly. That brother was in that country, and they said, oh, because you don't speak this language, you can't. And come back to Nigeria. Then he called during this last year's annual month of prayer. I told him, let's pray at night. And I prayed with him. The next day, he was going for another interview, and he called me. Then these guys asked me to come. They speak English in that company, but I'm not really optimistic. I just want to go. I said, let's pray again. Come on, say pray again. Some of you think it is a lack of faith to pray again. Look at that scripture in Isaiah 11. He said, God stretched his hands again to recover the remnant. He went into the interview room. The interview was for about 20 minutes. Came out with a letter, 10,000 euros every month. 10,000 euros every month. 10,000 euros. No work experience in the whole of Europe. 10,000. 5 minutes prayer, 10,000 euros. Explain. I say, when the gates open, oh, you will know. And today I declare, the gates are open. You will go in successfully. You will go in with your spouse. You will go in with your children. You will not leave anyone behind. I say you will not leave anyone behind. I prophesy you will not leave anyone behind. Today is the day of a new beginning for you. From today, you will only hear of struggle. It will no more be your portion. 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 The gates are open. 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 Can you see it? 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 Yegada barakatana na bokota, zakatalia, rabarita, zokatayela, rabaratalia, zokatalia ndemasuta.